It's 30 years since the publication of the Vatican document on the family, Familiaris Consortio. The apostolic exhortation of Pope John Paul II was born after the 1980 Bishop's Synod on the family. Dr. David Thomas was an advisor to the US bishops at this international meeting in Rome. In this podcast, he looks at the document's lasting legacy and discusses the challenges of being both family and church.
Well, one of the old principles that I learned many years ago was that the deep spiritual truths of our life are the things that we most easily forget. Because they are so deep and so pervasive and operate on the level of abstraction to some degree, or idealization, as we once mentioned. It's one of those truths that, I mean, I have to hear myself over and over again. Because in the day-to-day life of family life, with all its distractions and challenges and so forth, you know, we just don't think that this is a very spiritual thing we're doing oftentimes. And by spiritual, I don't mean that it's, you know, angelic or anything like that, but we don't really, I think, appreciate deeply enough how the deep truths of our faith are to be incarnated into the stuff of our ordinary life and the decisions that we make related to that ordinary life. That the challenges of relationship within the family, which affect marriage, which affect parenting, which affect grandparenting, and so forth, all of those decisions to me and all those aspects of life are spirit-filled. However, if we're not aware of that, it will be all the less for us. And if we aren't reminded of the fact that, you know, we are the church in our homes, in our families, in all of these relationships, their meaning and their definition will be drawn from our secular society, which will mean they are functional relationships or, you know, connote a certain amount of intimacy or responsibility and all that, which are not bad in themselves, but they don't capture that God is also present in there, that God's interests are involved in that. And that, you know, when God looks at us or observes us and so forth, God delights in our enjoyment of family life. God suffers with us in the difficulties that we experience in our family life. God is involved. We don't bring, again, to say, we don't bring God into the home. God is already there. What we need to do is to discover, to become more aware of the abiding presence of God in the challenges of love and life that we face every day in families.
Is it a principal problem? I speak as a father of five myself, but is it a principal problem that sometimes we kind of deliberately separate the two things? We might pray before a meal, for instance, and almost by rote, and we might take the entire family to Mass, although in a big city, we might take them to Mass at different parishes. Do we sort of, in a sense, kind of break it down a bit ourselves?
Well, really? We break down our life into its various parts, that's for sure. But one of the things that I think is important, that is helpful for me anyway, is not just to think of the family in terms of the massive responsibilities that it brings to us, and you being a father of five, and I'm a father of seven. Those can be very, very weighty after a while. And so we don't want to overlay them too much with excessive responsibilities, you might say. One way that I try to deal with that is try to turn that whole equation sort of upside down. And not to think of it just in terms of responsibilities, but also in terms of delights and pleasures. We would not continue being fathers of large groups like this unless there were some good times as well. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the things that I think is important, and it even comes out of Familiaris Consortio. When the document begins, it doesn't just talk about, as politicians sometimes do, describing all the bad things that are happening, the difficulties, the problems, the challenges, and so forth. I mean, we all know what those are. But who talks about the delights, the joys, the simple pleasure that we receive in being with each other, enjoying a meal, watching our children, you know, perform at games and contests and all that sort of thing, enjoy their laughter, their friends and their lives? It's a double-sided sort of thing. And I think that one of the things that the church can do is say, share the good news about not just life, but about family as well. It's hard. Of course it's hard. But it's also the source when we're really quiet and, you know, all the children are in bed at night and we're just sitting there, you know, quietly, maybe sipping a glass of wine or something like that and thinking to ourselves, is this all worth it? And we kind of have a smile break out on our face and say, yeah, it really is. These are good times too. Hard, but good. And so that kind of sense and appreciation of the breadth of family, it's good moments and it's difficult moments, that they all fall under this whole area of, you might say, the spiritual challenge of living our lives as Christians and living our family lives as part of the life of the church. That's our church life.
And how big an achievement would it be if the legacy of this document is that it does show that that separation between family life and the church doesn't actually exist? If we were all to take that on, would that be the most fitting legacy?
To me, it would be, yeah, because it's such a major thing. It covers everything. There's ample historical evidence that the church over its recent history, say 400 to 500 years, especially after the Reformation, focused so much of our life around the parish, the local parish church, and the sacraments of the church that were administered mostly in the parish. I think what we need is a complementary view of the family as the church, and to even talk about what would be the sacraments of family life. Might we be looking at meals shared together in a different light if we thought of them as, in effect, the Eucharist of the family? What if we talked about, you know, those moments when we kind of rub each other the wrong way and we have to say, I'm sorry, or whatever it is, as true moments of sacramental reconciliation within the family? Or dealing with, you know, the sicknesses and what have you, as these are actually in the family moments of the anointing of the sick. To me, life is made more bearable when we can find deep meaning in what we are actually involved in. And if our difficulties can take on, you know, as I say, a spiritual Christian meaning, I'm not going to say that they're going to be any easier, but as human beings, we will find them more fulfilling and a more important part of our lives too.
Dr. David Thomas there, who was an advisor to the US bishops at the 1980 Bishops' Synod on the Family in Rome.